This episode brought to you by Correlation and BankJoy. On the show today, we have Glatt Consulting's very own Tom Glatt giving us the latest credit union health score on how credit unions are performing in the last couple of quarters. So Tom has all that interesting data for you in this chat. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and we're live today. We're live on Twitter and we're live on LinkedIn with Mr. Tom Glatt from Glatt Consulting. Tom, how are you, sir?
I'm great, Mike. Good to see you.
Good to see you as well. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all that good stuff. Hope all is well in your neck of the woods.
All is good. All is good.
Great, great, great. All righty, sir. Well, talk about all is good. Let's talk about the latest credit union health score. You do this every quarter. Mm-hmm. And just to kind of get a refresher out there for folks, this might be new to a few folks out there. Can you give us a quick refresher on your credit union health score?
Sure. About a decade ago, maybe more now.
Yeah.
In the midst of the Great Recession, we had a client that needed us to help them find a healthy merger partner fairly quickly. So we created this rudimentary scoring model to help us kind of separate the healthy from the unhealthy and to rank the list of potential merger partners. And the exercise was kind of interesting because then we had this different perspective on a view of health that we created on the fly. So we took that model over the last few years, kind of tweaked it and what have you. So the model now in effect is the same, serves the same purpose. Mm-hmm. Who amongst the credit union community is healthy and how healthy is the community as a whole? We look at 17 different metrics that we selected after doing a correlation study. Each of those metrics is rated on a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 being not so good, 10 being excellent, mm-hmm. all things being relative to strategy and what have you. But 0 to 10, we score every individual credit union, give them a health score, and then we roll those metrics out to give us an idea on credit union aggregate health for the industry. Funny thing is, I found that original scorecard about 2 weeks ago and looked at that thing and went, man, it was, you know, kind of cool. It was like looking at some sort of archaeological dig find or something. Pretty crude. But anyway, that's how we ended up where we are today with the health score model.
Right on. Yeah. So yeah, you guys have seen some dips and seen some highs, and oh my gosh, and even the last year, you've probably seen quite a fluctuation of performances. So what's the latest health score for credit unions? Any key findings, any key highlights that you can share with us for the latest quarter?
Sure. Yeah. So, you know, again, we think about the score being a 0 to 10 range.
Mm-hmm.
The way that the scores unfolded when we benchmarked the data, and we used 20 years of history at that point to get the score benchmarks. A score of 5 is generally indicative of kind of average performance from a credit union historical perspective. So where we are right now in the industry is a score of 6.333. So we're really above average. And interestingly enough, I think just looking at the data back to 2016, we are at the highest score that we've been over that time frame, which seems like a reality that staggers our basic expectations of where things were headed when we first heard the phrase COVID.
Right, right. You're exactly right. So my next question was like, any surprises? That sounds like it is a surprise because of what we've experienced the last year and a half. It sounds
it's a little surprising, but not really. And the reason I say it's a little surprising, again, because you think every time we turn a quarter, things start to get better and then get worse with new variations of COVID and what have you. And then there's this impact on, you know, the economy and what have you. But it's not surprising because I'm gonna go back here. I'm looking at my numbers all the way back in the first quarter of 2020. And I remember we talked to you about this one because it's when I moved into the house that I'm in now downtown. We had no furniture and I was doing this health score update with you and it sounded like I was in a mausoleum because it was echoing. And we had the first negative downturn in our health score that quarter. Pre 2016, every quarter credit unions get healthier and healthier. And in that particular quarter, we turned the corner negative. So we had the first time in a long time that we saw credit union health dip negative. Mm-hmm. But since that quarter, it's been green. And the reason is we've seen, you know, the shifting of credit union health go from really driven by income and a lot of loan growth to health being driven by asset growth, credit quality improvements, because, you know, this wave of delinquencies and charge-offs that everybody expected didn't materialize. So we in effect stayed or grew healthy, but simply by shifting where we're strong in the underlying balance sheet and income statement structure in the credit union community. So it's not a surprise to see that. What has been surprising is to see the fundamental shifts, like I said. So before COVID, the credit union, one of our components is cash and short-term investments, right? So we're looking at liquidity, short-term capacity to give members their money back to satisfy their cash needs and what have you. Mm-hmm. Credit unions have really been pushing cash balances down. Of course, it makes sense. You know, the yields on investments were okay, but the yields on loans were much better, so on and so forth. So you don't want that much cash. Well, we didn't really have much of a choice over the last year and a half. Cash balances really grew. So we saw that go from an average score around high fours to roughly a little over five to a score of 6.28. Converse, so that's a surprise, right? A lot of cash is sitting around. Conversely, loan growth scores went down in 2021 to a score of, let me go back to 2020, 1.65 out of 10. So when you see credit unions say we've had trouble growing loans or making money on loans, that's manifested in the data. Now, we've returned to a score of 3.71, but if you remember my benchmark, five is kind of average performance. So surprisingly, we're still below average on loans in primarily for some credit unions, because there are credit unions out there that I know of that some of our clients are actually doing pretty well in making loans. So anyway, it's a mixed bag, but generally speaking, there are some surprises there just on how loan growth is shaking out and how fundamentally the balance sheet's changing a little bit on credit in credit unions on average.
Yeah, and traditionally you usually have like one or two credit unions that you use as examples. Do you have any credit unions that you could use an example of who's excelling and in certain areas and what they're doing?
So one of the ones that's at the top of the list this quarter is Police and Fire Credit Union out of Pennsylvania, Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. It's a large credit union, it's a little over $7 billion. They got 400,000 members, 826 employees spread across 17 branches in the Pennsylvania area. Mm-hmm. So again, 0 to 10 is the score range, right? 6.33 is the average. Right. They're at a score of 9. They are vastly just crushing it there at that credit union. Their worst score is regular shares to total shares and borrowing. So think about credit union history. Our core relationships with members has typically been in the share account side. Well, this credit union is different. That's their worst score, but they really balance out the relationships with members in other areas. Strong in lending, their deposit balances are in other products outside of core shares, but their field of membership, I know you know this, if you serve fire, police, those are loyal membership groups if you serve them well, and they're going to give their business to you. And that's a great example. So their members are loyal and are sticky, but with other product relationships. They're typically near the top. Another one I really like, also typically near the top, is Sunset Science Park. They're out of Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
80 million in assets. A little different, a little smaller. A little bit. $7 billion police and fire. They're number two. They have a score of 8.9. They've got 3,000 members and 9 employees spread across one branch. But again, this is one of those credit unions that it doesn't matter your size. If you can execute well in your business model and deliver in that business model with a high degree of efficiency, you can be highly successful. Here's an example. Their ROA, 1.54 at this little credit union. That's a great ROA. Mm-hmm. And their efficiency ratio is 55.9. That means they spend about 55 cents to make a dollar in income. Mm-hmm. The average credit union is in the 80 cent range.
Wow.
So these folks have figured out how to do this well. Yeah. And there are quite a few other examples that go back and forth between large credit unions and small. But those are the top two right now that we see. I'm going to take you to the laggards real quick, Mike, because there's a commonality in the credit unions that typically are struggling right now. Just to give you a sense of this, the average, as I said, is 6.3. The median's higher than that. So what that means is we've got a long tail on the downside with credit unions that have lower scores, a lot more of those. And those tend to be the really small credit unions, $8 million, $10 million in assets, $5 million. So some of those are generally in markets that are competitive, and they're feeling the pressure, right? They're feeling the pressure to be more like larger, more complex institutions. And they're trying to promise that. It's hard to deliver. Mm-hmm. So I think you're seeing some member dissatisfaction and consequently poor health prospects for those types of credit unions.
Yeah, and unfortunately, there's a lot of choices out there right now mm-hmm. for folks to get. If you're not being satisfied at one institution, well, I'm going to go down the street. They got what I need over there. So
yeah, it's an abundance of choice. And so mm-hmm. What I like about Sunset Science Park, and there's another one here, Goodyear San Angelo in San Angelo, Texas, $3 million in assets with 332 members, is they're competing. But what they're saying to their members is, this is how we compete. We're not going to be doing what, say, Chime is doing, or we're not going to be a brokerage firm like Robinhood or manage your wealth for you. We're going to give you these loans and these products, and we're going to do it well, and that's it. And we can help you find your way to some other alternative. Mm-hmm. And I think if you do that, regardless of your size, you can be really healthy and successful.
Yeah, I think, again, it's that focus or that niche. You know, hey, this is what we do best, and this is how we can serve you best. Lay it out there. And so this is what we can do for you. So that's a great attitude or great philosophy, actually. So what are the lessons learned here, Tom, based on the latest findings?
You know,
sounds like we're doing okay. So sounds like we're doing all right.
We're doing good. I do think, so some credit unions are trying to figure out in turmoil. What's the phrase? Maybe it's attributed to Rahm Emanuel, but I'm sure somebody said it before him. You know, never let a good crisis go to waste. And I think the best credit unions are really trying to understand what kinds of lasting beneficial changes they can make to who they are, what they are, and how they deliver in a time when consumers are being forced to consider and even gravitate to those same kinds of beneficial changes. So I think the message here is, it's a great time to look at your organizational structure, certainly your strategies, but how you're doing business and what your value proposition is. Because if you want to make a change, now is the time to force it on people. And I don't mean that in a negative way. It's just that we're all being forced to contend with different almost every day of the week. Mm-hmm. How we used to be served is changing, of course. So it's a good chance to look at the model. And here's an example. A lot of credit unions, about 30%, are in indirect lending. Right. It's been a great product mix or delivery channel feature for credit unions to go out there and have car dealers facilitate the origination of loans for you. It's worked for a lot of credit unions.
Yeah.
But you're seeing that shrink a little bit for a number of reasons. But credit unions right now, and I've been a part of some of these conversations, are having hard discussions about whether that model to really be a strong to the core, healthy institution is the right model, given the challenges that you have with developing long-term lasting relationships. So in other words, people are saying, well, what is the cost of loan growth? Not just dollar-wise, to go buy loans from, say, a dealer. What's the cost to us as an institution if we're churning business versus diving deeper into relationships? So yeah, one of those lessons learned right now is what can we give up that we have relied on in the past few years?
Mm-hmm.
What lower performance will we tolerate in the short term, in the long term, to have better, stronger relationships with the members that we serve and serve well? Yeah. I think it's a great conversation and one of those things that, again, it's a lesson learned and an opportunity right now to have these conversations because of the environment we're in.
Yeah. And that's a good segue for my last question here. Any predictions for 2022 based on the data that you've had here for the last 6 months or so?
Yeah, I'm sure you've heard this, more consolidation in the industry.
Oh, yeah.
We're seeing CEOs retiring. I'm not sure they're retiring at a rate any greater than they always have. We've had turnover in CEOs frequently over the last, say, 10, 15 years, if not our entire history of credit union existence. But I think you'll continue to see some consolidation. You'll continue to see smaller credit unions finally choose the ones that I'm talking about that are in the lower end of performance choose to merge.
Yeah.
My suspicion, of course, is they'll merge with the largest credit union they can find. I'm not sure that does anybody any bit of good, but I think that'll continue to persist. I do think we'll see industry performance gradually improve. However, I am curious about the lasting effects on wage compensation for staff. I think you've probably seen this. This was big news during the planning season cycle, B of A raising their hourly wage to $21-$22 an hour,
mm-hmm.
With some caveats, of course, but you know, that's where the media is picking up on, and consequently what staff is likely to hear if they happen to read the news or listen to a news program. So our operating expenses relative to our assets look really good right now. And our efficiency has gotten over 5 in this last quarter, where we had below 4 scores for the prior 3 quarters. I don't wonder if we don't run into some pressure there on the expense side going forward that erodes some of the gains we've made on income. So we'll see what happens. But that's if you want to call it a prediction, I think that's probably likely to occur over the next 12 months.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that a lot, too, the expense. I mean, you know, Creighton's got to raise that bar to match their competitors, the bigger banks. But how far can they go to do that? How far up can they go and still manage, you know, a profitable business? So,
So it's very interesting. We had a great conversation this past year with one client and they're bored and they're talking about the hard place they're in. Their staff costs are increasing. The demands on staff are increasing. Mm-hmm, that can be offset if they had the size and resources to invest in some artificial technology to supplement staff, you know, to drive some additional consistency. So they're right in between. I mean, it literally is that rock and a hard place scenario where it's expensive on both sides. You know, you can drive the expense on the employee side because it's what you have right now. But what do you really need to be spending money on for long-term success? It's a different path. So anyway, it's going to be fun for credit unions. These kinds of environments are interesting to live in, so I wouldn't shy away from them, but definitely need to change your strategy book, I think.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be some creativity in 2022 for sure. And like you, I'm really excited to see what credit unions come up with. So it's going to be pretty cool because they always come through somehow, some way. They always come through with some really creative and really cool processes and procedures to get through these, like you said, these crisis times, you know, that we're in. So, all righty, sir. Hey, I lied. Last question. Where can folks go to find out more details? Because we only scratched the surface here. So where can folks go to find more details on your credit? Creighton Health Score.
The scores, the reports, any individual at a credit union, be it a staff member, board member, can subscribe for free to the Health Score report. Just go to glattconsulting.com and there's a Health Score section. You can subscribe and you get that quarterly report with all the data that I mentioned. And then periodically, we'll just dive into a credit union board meeting. They want us in there to talk a little bit about credit union health. So if people want to know more, there's always that opportunity to have us come in virtually speaking even and have a conversation like this about what we see and what it might mean for the local market. Because we do track this down to the local markets for credit union subscribers. Mm-hmm. You kind of get a sense of what's going on in your own local marketplace relative to health. Sometimes there's some interesting insights gleaned there. But appreciate the question. That's how you do it. BlackConsulting.com. Look for Health Score.
You got it. Yeah, I love this type of information, Tom. Like you said, this has evolved. I mean, you've been doing this over 10 years now, so it's really evolved, and you've really refined it. It's just really great information, great data, and something that all credit unions can use to kind of compare and contrast what's going on out there, and do what's needed to better their lot wherever they may be right now. So good stuff. All right, Tom. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work. Appreciate the time as always. And again, fantastic information. And go to glattconsulting.com, right? And go check it out. All right. Yep. All right, Tom. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Yeah, anything else to wrap up? Any final words to wrap up here?
Hey, go Saints, man. They crushed. I know this will be an archive, so this will be a dated reference at some point. But the Saints beat Tampa in the kind of the worst game I've ever seen. But
that was a pretty ugly game.
A game from Louisiana originally. It's always good to see that Houdat Nation take a win.
Exactly. I thought a baseball game broke out. You know, it was 9-0. Well, it's what? 9-0. What? who threw a no-hitter? Oh, my gosh.
That's right. Anyway. That's right.
All right, Tom, I'll let you get going. Appreciate the time. Happy holidays to you and your family. And we'll see you in 2022.
Sounds good, Mike. Thank you.
You're welcome.